Tosfos de Ramaschal Lishehinu asks Akasha. The way they word the kasha, we found it a little difficult. Tosfos says there is a din. So if you have a chometz dika pot, and according to the Tanur Abuda, chometz shavu la pesach is not a penalty because he violated bal yirah by masa. It's a real din deraisa, even chemtzu shal nochri, even chometz that there's not bal yirah, even blias kelim, where there's not bal yirah on the blias kelim. That's the premise of the whole gemara here. There's no bal yirah on blias kelim. Still, the bli of chometz becomes aser, chometz shavu la pesach. So the Gemara says, but after Pesach is over, true Rav holds. Rav said you have to throw out all the chametz kelim, because there is but Pesach yishavru. If you have metal kelim and they become chametz shavala Pesach, then you can kasher them. You can do hagola after Pesach is over, or before Pesach begins, you can do hagola. But if you have clay kederis, means Klecheres, and Klecheres hatarhida Klecheres, that you can't rely on the Hagola. It may or may not take out the Bliya. So Rab says, you have to throw out all the Chametz Dika Kelim and buy new Kelim. That's what Shmuel warned the merchants who were selling the new Klecheres. They shouldn't charge too much, or he's going to leak out the secret that he doesn't agree with Rav. And he thinks that you don't have to buy. He thinks that dinner is like Rav Shimon. The chometz shavu'al pesach is only osir if you violated by yirah. And blias kelim, there's no by yirah, so there's no dinner chometz shavu'al pesach. That was the gemara. So the gemara said, all right. That's if your Rav happens to hold the shitas. Rav Shmuel, the dinner is like Rav Yehuda. That mimimina b'mashu. So if you'll cook, if the chometz has a blia. If the pots have a blia of spaghetti, and after Pesach is over, this is a spaghetti pot. And after Pesach is over, then you cook new chometz dika spaghetti in the same pot. So then it'll be a blia mim b'minos, and mim b'mina, according to Rav, Rav Shmuel, like Rav Yehuda, mim b'mina will be b'masha. But why don't you cook after Pesach is over? Cook mim b'shein aminai. Cook mim b'shein aminai. So it'll be batal b'shish. That was the Gemara's kasha. So Tosa says, what do you mean it'll be batal b'shishim? What happened to the din eim avat anisal chatchila? So he pointed out that strictly speaking, Yeridei, it says eim avat anisal chatchila only applies if you're going to gain something by being mevatel. Let's say I can't afford to buy all kosher food. So I'll buy two kosher, every week, I'll buy two kosher salamis and one tray for salami. Tray for salami is much less expensive. I'll remove all of the wrappers and they'll be exactly the same size, exactly, it looks exactly the same. There's no way to identify which is the kosher salami, which is the tray for salami, and I'll mix them up, it'll be batel chad b'tray. So that's a violation of Ein B'matan Yisrael Chatchila, because I'm getting three kosher salamis for the price of 2.5, because the tray for salami costs half the price of the kosher salami. The kashrus is much more, the kosher food is much more expensive. But over here, I'm going to cook in a tray for kli. The food that I'm going to cook after Pesach is not going to taste better. It's not going to be a bigger volume of food because the kli happens to have a bli of chametz shavu'al la Pesach. It's not going to taste better. If anything, it'll taste a little worse because it'll be ena ben yom. Ena ben yom is no sin tam levgam b'miktsas. So that's what Rashi says. Apparently, Rav holds over here that no sin tam levgam is osar. We hold that the cliche in the b'yom is not nice in tam labgam, whatever. But you're not gaining anything by cooking the kosher food, the mim shein amin. You're not gaining, you're not being maviach anything by cooking the kosher food in the trefer pot. So that's why it's a little problematic. Why Tosis words the kasher, what emptied din, hotana name about the nisa l'chatchila. It's a violation of afilisa the rabbana name about them. They get involved in that. Yeah. So I would have worded the kasha differently, not aim about the nisla chatchila. There is a din. You're not allowed to cook, maybe it's a din de rabbanon, that you're not allowed to cook kosher food in a trefer pot. Even a trefer pot that's in a benyom, exer eid a benyom, not a benyom, even a won't make tref. That's why you're not allowed to cook kosher food in a trefer pot. It's exer eid a rabbanon, that you may miscalculate the shishim, may turn out that it is nice and tam. Anyway, but that was the Tosfos asked the kasha. How does the Gemara say, Lishina, why does Rab say Kederis be Pesach Yishavru all Kli Cheres that have a bli of chametz? When it comes Pesach, all of the chametz dikapats will become treif because Rab holds like Rab Yudah the chametz shall have Pesach is not a penalty for having violated by Rabbi Matzah. It's a real din deraisa. So even on bli askele where there is no bal yeroya, it still will become chametz shall have Pesach. So why does he say that you have to throw out the pots? True, if you cook miminoi, it'll be after Pesach, it'll be miminoi b'mashu. But why not cook lishina lachar Pesach? Keep it till after Pesach. There won't be any bal yiran b'lias kelim. And then levet nehu shalai b'minim. So the Gemara answers that that exera ain't a ben yamu exera min shalai b'minim ata min b'minim. It'll be b'mashu. Made exera the rabbanan. Yeah. So Tosfos says, but what happened to, it's prohibited. It's also to cook kosher food in a treifa pot. That was Tosfos Kasha. So bottom line in Shulchan Aruch, they quoted Tshuvas HaRashba, who says basically the same as Tosfos, but Tosfos goes around in circles a little bit over here. So he just says, if you have only a blia muetas, and it's obvious, what's the whole reason why you're not allowed to cook kosher food in a treifa pot? Because you may make a mistake in calculating the shishim. Usually we assume in Yeridah, usually you don't have shishim in the soup that you could cook in a pot can egg at the thickness of the pot. It's rare. In industrial kashrus, you do. If you have a big pot in a factory, the pot is the size of this room. The gigantic pots, and they're very tall and they're very big because they're not cooking just a balabustered home cooking soup. For her, for two people, for herself and her husband. You're cooking for millions of people. You have a gigantic pot. So then it's possible to have well over shishim in the contents in the soup in the pot. But if it's a normal sized pot in a private home, ruba de ruba, you're not going to have shishim. Under normal circumstances, we assume you have shloshim. But you probably will not have, you will not have shishim. So that's what the Rashba says. What if you know that the whole Bliya in the first place is only Mashu, and it's a Kli, the nature of the Kli is such, Shemishtam Shembo B'Shefa, usually you cook a lot of soup in the pot at one time. So since it's only a Bliya Mashu in the first place, and it's a Kli, Shemishtam Shembo B'Shefa, that says in Yerideya that even if it's a Ben Yomo, the Mechaba Pas, even if it's a Ben Yomo, he permitted to cook kosher food in a treifa pot, because the gzera that you may not calculate shishim correctly doesn't apply here, because it's a dead giveaway that is going to be shishim. So on that sif in Shulchan Aruch, that's what the Mechaber paskens like this, Rashba. It's a Tshuva's Rashba, and it's a Rashba in the Torah Sabayis as well. So the Shach and the Taz are both not happy with that. They think we should not follow that kula. But on that sif, they're not happy about that. But the Kaf HaChayim and some other Achranim say, if the Trefer Kli would be Eina Ben Yomo, so the whole thing is only a Gzer in the first place, Gzer Eina Ben Yomo, Ata Ben Yomo, so then the Mechaba would, then there would be Mekel, then there would be room to be Mekel on this issue, if it's a Kli that only has a Blias Mashu, and it's a Derech is L'shtamash Bo B'Shefa, so it's a dead giveaway, everybody knows in advance you're going to have Shishim, you don't have to calculate so much, then there would be room to be Mekel. But Tosfos didn't word the kasha like that. Tosfos worded the kasha not that you're not allowed to cook kosher food in a treifa pot. They worded it that ein mevatel nisan lechatchila. So they say, and even though, and here the Gemara says that Rab holds like Rab Yudah, the chomet shavar la pesach is an isa deraisa. But Tosfos says that din, that you're not aim about an issa lechatchila even applies if the issa is only an issa de rabbana. Either is a Gemara in Beitza and Avdalid where it says etzim shenosher min adekel the yontif. On Shabbos you're not allowed to cook food. On yontif you're permitted to cook food, but you're only allowed to use logs that were prepared in advance. Etzim abana v'offer is mukta mamish. Whatever, that's how the Gemara says in Perek. Kol HaKelim, that the Gzera de Rabbanon of Muktza was instituted, called the Tikkun Rabbanon, came there, I said Tikkun, it was patterned after the dinim of Kabbalah's Tumah. So in Kabbalah's Tumah, there are four categories of things that are Mekabal Tumah, Adam, Mekelim, Ochlim, and Mashkim. So anything doesn't fall under those four categories, not mekabel tumah, because it's probably a piece of junk. You don't really need it. So that's muktzah machmas gufo, is etzem abana v'yofa, something that doesn't have any hishtamsha. So that's muktzah mamish. The gzera derabbanan of muktzah was, that's the way it says in our Gemara, in Gemara and Shabbos, in the Gemara Beitz, it's gzera shem yotzi. They're afraid if they'll allow people to handle everything in the house, someone will carry something into the street. What's the difference between carrying in the house and carrying in the street? So someone may forget and carry into the street. The Rambam gives at the end of Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam gives a whole explanation what motivated the Chachamim to introduce the prohibition of muktzah. So the Rambam says that there are some people who are retired and they live in a facility, an old age home. They don't cook food and they don't wash their clothing. It's all taken care of. And they don't vacuum the carpet. The people come and they vacuum. They don't do any malachas at all, all week long. They don't do ksiva. They don't do any malachas. They don't go out, carry things in the street. So the Chachamim wanted, on Shabbos also they don't do malachas, but they don't do malachas 7 days a week. So the Rambam explains that Torah wants that the shvisa and malacha on Shabbos should be a shvisa hanikeres. It should be noticeable and obvious and conspicuous that he's not doing malacha, not because he's retired, has no malacha to do. He doesn't have to do any work. No, he's not doing malacha because today is Shabbos. So the Chachamim introduced an iser till the muktzah that it should become a shvisa hanikeres. His abstaining from malacha should be in an obvious fashion. The Ravid is masig on the Rambam. He said, what kind of an explanation is that? In my Gemara, it says a different reason. That's in our Gemara also. That's both in the Gemara in Shabbos and the Gemara in Beitza. The Gemara says that the Gzera de Rabbanon of Tilta Muktzah, Achilas Muktzah is a different din, totally different din. But Tilta Muktzah is Gzera Shema Yotzi. The Chachamim were afraid if you'll carry in the house, if you'll permit people to carry everything in the house, then next thing you know, they'll carry it out into the street also. That's what Tosfos points out on the first Mishnah in Shabbos, on Beis Amud Aleph, that Hoitzoa is a Malacha Grua. Tosfos has that a few times in the Masechta. Hoitzoa is a Malacha Grua. Mali carrying in the house, Mali carrying in the street. It's the same thing. So to say you're not allowed to handle a chair, to say you're not allowed to handle a baby, to say you're not allowed to handle clothing or food on Shabbos, or the Mikhail Mochel Mamashkin, that would make life very, very difficult. Make life practically impossible if you can't handle these four things. But so whatever is really important, whatever is a dovashesh b'hushtam shesadu mekele mochel mamashkim, that's those fourth categories of things on mekabel tumah. So that they were never goes in muktzah, but whatever is a piece of junk anyway. You don't need it. It has no hushtam shes anyway. So that they were goes, you shouldn't handle it, lest you carry it into the street. It doesn't correspond. The laws of muktzah don't correspond 100% to the laws of what's mekabel tumah. For example, a nochri is not mekabel tumah, only Israel. They're going to say that a nochri is a piece of junk. No, a nochri is not a human being. Is not muktzah, not only Israel. Let's say kelim. There are certain kelim that are not mekabel tumah. Klei gelolim, klei avonim, klei adoma are not mekabel tumah. But since self-consult, it is a kli. So since it's a kli, so it's a dovah sheish b'hishtamsus, so whenever goes it. And Oichel Mamashkim is only Oichel Odom is Mekabel Tumah. Michael Behem is not Mekabel Tumah. But the Gemara has a very short discussion. The Gemara says Michael Behem is not Muktzah. But the Dinim were basically patterned after the Dinim of Muktzah, of Kabbalah's Tumah. It's not 100% equation. And the Gemara in the first daf, the first Amud Aleph from Kol HaKelim discusses which details of Kabbalah's Tumah that we carry over to Hilchos Muktzah and which details are not carried over. So the Gemara has, let's say, logs that you usually throw in the furnace in order to serve as fuel, in order to make a fire to keep warm, or in order to make a fire, in order to cook food. So logs are basically, Eitz Ma'bon and B'Ofar, not Mekabel Tumah. So logs should be Muktzah. But if you mazmin the logs in advance, despite the fact that it remains Muktzah, it has a heta tiltal for that purpose. That's what the Gemara has an expression, lo nitnu eitzim ela lahasoka. Eitzim avona biyofor is muktzah machmas gufo, because it's not a kli, it's not an oichel, it's not from the four things. But you need the logs for burning, for fuel, and yontif to cook or to keep yourself warm. So if you mazmin the logs in advance, despite the fact that they still retain the din of muktzah on them, as a het tilta for that purpose, or equally important purposes, or more important purposes. But basically, it's still muktzah. If you want to use the logs for a less important purpose, then it will be it'll be muktzah. It won't be allowed to handle it. So let's say logs will fall off on the tree in the middle of Yontif. So those logs were not huzman in bod yom, called man and mechuba lekarka, they're mamish muktzah. Then when they fall, the eitz mishnasher menadek al biyontif are muktzah. So the Gemara has the following case. A person has a location where he's going to have a tanur. And he has logs that he prepared in advance before yontif. And let's say he has three logs, and he made a fire. He has a fire from before yontif, and the three logs are burning, but he needs more logs in order to cook food. So let's say he has three logs that he prepared in advance, so that muktzah has a het tiltel because he was mazmin in advance. Same thing, let's say you're going to have a bris on Shabbos and yontif. So there's an old minik that's the source is in the Zohar. And this minig already was in the days of the Gaonim, they recorded. Maybe it was already back in the days of the Gemara. But it's not mentioned in the Gemara. When you cut off, when you cut off the skin, the Ora Orla, so you matmin it ba'ofer, you push it into a cup full of sand. That's based on the Pasuk in the Nevuas Bilam. He says, Mimona afa yankiv. The Jewish people have so many babies who can count all of the offer with a matmin the Ora Orla in that. So it's a very old minig. So the Goyim raised the question, but offer is muktzah machmas gufo on Shabbos and Yontov. So if you have a bris on Shabbos and Yontov, how are you going to be mekayim this meaning of to be matmin the or ha'ola offer? So the Goyim say you should be mazmin the offer in advance. Mazmin in advance, and what does it happen? What's going to go and accomplish? It's still going to be off. Eitz ma'amon of offer is muktzah. The answer is, it's muktzah, but it has a het to tilto for that purpose. You were mazmin it for that purpose. So the same over here. I have, let's say, three logs I put in the furnace and the fire is burning and those logs. And then I want to put in some pot in order to cook the food. All of a sudden, four logs fell down from the tree. So I have four logs of muktzah and three logs which are not muktzah. And in order to cook the food, you have to have a long metal rod and push around the logs that it should make a better fire, that it should cook, that you should be able to cook the food the way you want. But to push around the logs that fell down from the tree on Yonta, those of you weren't the mazmin about Yom. Can't be mazmin when it's still mechuba lekarka. So the logs of Heter, I can't identify which is which, but I know there were three logs before, now there were seven logs. So I know that there are four logs that are muktzah. So I want to add another two logs that I was mazmin in advance. So I'll have five logs of muchan dika logs, and four logs that'll be muktzah dika logs. So then it'll be the muktzah dika logs will be bottle berayv. That's called chad betray. Poshim shat chad betray doesn't necessarily, this is a discussion and commentaries on the side of the page in the big year there. Chad betray means you have twice as much heter as iser. I have four logs of muktzah that fell down from the tree. Four branches fell down accidentally on yontif, and they fell into the oven, into the furnace. So I have to have eight logs of heter to be mevatla four logs of iser. You have to have kefel. Chad betray, one trefa log fell in with two kosher logs. I have to have four logs of muktzah there. Then you have to have eight logs of non-muktzah. What do you say? That's also called chad betray. If you have five logs of muchan and four logs of muktzah, so five is more than four. That's called chad betray. That's a beroiv. So the Pashto says you don't need kefil. That's a marshal has such a discussion. Maybe if you do need kefil, it's a chumer midirabbana, but the Pashto says you don't even need kefil. So the Gemara says, Mar Bale meets Mechanim and Mevatlam. The Gemara says, in order to cook the pot of soup, in order to cook the flesh or whatever, you have to use this long metal rod to push around the logs to make the fire work better. You're not allowed to push the logs that are muktzah because they're in the roiv. You have four logs of muktzah, four branches of muktzah fell in. You only have three logs were there before, three logs of non-muktzah. You cannot identify which is which. So if you'll be marbalei meitz mechanim in mevatlam, then it'll be mutter. So the Gemara says, and even though usually there's a dinei mevatanisa lachatchila, And over here, you got to add on another two logs of muchan. So instead of having three muchan, you're going to have five, and only four of mukta. So the four will be bottled in the five. So and you'll be gaining because you're going to have a bigger fire, and you're going to be pushing everything. You're gaining by mima batla. Gemara says, "Hanimili b'deraisa avah b'derabbanan." Since the whole prohibition of tilta mukta is only b'derabbanan to begin with, so we allow eima batan isla tchila doesn't apply. So the mechaber in Yeridei Simen Tzadik Tes, that's a simen about eima batan isla tchila. So the mechaber paskens like that all these surim derabbanan, if you're allowed to be mevatel beroiv, means if you're in a predicament, you're not allowed to take an isa derabbanan be mevatel beroiv. It's talking over here. The logs of heter are going to be lost because the fire is burning, and I only had three logs of heter and four logs of mukta fell in. So now I can't push any of the logs. It's a taruvis, and the roiv is mukta, and the miut is non mukta. So I can't push any logs. The whole thing is going to be heilach leibud. So because of the hefsid on the three logs that were muchan, that were not mukta, they allowed me to be marbalei ula vatlan. So the Ramos says that it's only in that rare case. It's only in that case because you're not going to get hanor from the logs until after they're going to be consumed, after they're going to be burnt up. Only one rare case. And the Mechaber paskens that it extends to all Yisurim de Rabbanan. In every case, but the whole Yisurim is only Rabbanan. But the Mechaber writes, the Shach writes, like Tosis over here, that even though Tosis says, Afilu, on the second line of Tosis, they quote, there's a Tanan, a Mishnah, Eim Avat Nisan Chatril. Where is that Tanan? Where is that Mishnah? The Gemara there in Beitza, Davdalit says Tanan, it's a Mishnah. So Rashi and Tosis dug up, it's a Mishnah in Trumas, Mishnah Trumas. It doesn't say that Lashon, but it implies that din. Yeah. So then Tosis writes, so I feel you sort of that, but name of Atlan, okay, Mahil Ham Takan Awesome. Yeah. Even in Isa de Rabban, aye, but the Gemara said the Favorish, and Isa de Rabban is Mutter. But the Domilates Mishnashim and Adeka Litanu would be Yantav Shmar, but I made Smuchanim, or Mesik, and the Gemara allows it because it's only the Rabbanan. So Tosis says, "Hosam isa mukta ein l'shorish menatora." The midah dis l'shorish menatora loy. So the Shach writes on the Mechaber. The Shach was an Ashkenazi. He lived in Vilna with the Ashkenazim. So the Shach says we pass on like the Ramah, that even an isa de rabbanan is aim of atanisa l'chatchila, even ein l'shorish menatora. It's only a special heter over here because you only get the benefit from the logs after they're burnt. Only a rare case. This is the only case where you make them. But the Rishach writes that even if one would have held like the Mechaber, it only applies to Anisa de Rabbanan, she'en lo sheresh men ha-Torah. And he says, look at my Sefer. He wrote a Shach Ha-Oroch on the tour. It's printed in the back of the new editions of the tour. And he explains when is it considered, which Yisurim de Rabbanan are Yikorim men ha-Torah and which are not Yikorim men ha-Torah. So that's what the Tosfos narrows it down. Tosfos is restricting the Kula, the Mechaber, Paskins, this Tosis is like the Mechaber, like Ashkenazim, we don't follow this Tosis. The Ramor writes the Psak of the Ashkenazim is not like the Tosis. The Tosis here is writing like the Sfardim, that by all these Sim, the Rabban Shein, Lerikim, and Atorah, then you make all that Eim of Atanis and Chatkhila doesn't apply. So that's an important line in Tosis. Aloha Lamais. Okay. Then there's room to argue the point and say the end of the Tosis has. We have a klal. What if I have a trefa kli that's ain't a ben yomo? So if you cook the trefa bli and the kli ain't a ben yomo, because it's sitting with the charsis hakdera, with the matechas of the kdera, the bli is sitting there so long with the charsis hakdera, so it's going to be nice and tamlgam. Whatever you're going to cook in the pot, after 24 hours, when the treif of bliya comes into that soup, the soup would have tasted better without that treif of bliya. It's going to be pegim and mixas. So it won't be nosen tam l'shach, it'll be nosen tam l'vgam. So b'dievet, if you cook any kosher food in a treif of klish, any ben yama, it'll be kosher. Unless the food that you're cooking is a dov charif, then even though the bliya of nosen tam l'vgam even though the bli avena ben yom is going to be nice and tam levgam, but if you're cooking a dove chorb, then churfe mechal yalei the shvach, it'll be considered nice and tam levshvach. But if you're not cooking a dove chorb, cooking plain vegetable soup, so then if the bli is avena ben yom, then it does nasa bidi of it. So there is a klal that Tosis has in a few places that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch every so often. Then shas hatchak kidiyevidam. If you have a big shas hatchak, you have a right to be meikel lahatchila on something that usually is only muta b'diyevid. So the shas hatchak we allow lahatchila, but it's only muta b'diyevid. If something is muta b'diyevid, means mikra din, it's really muta. Just lahatchila we're machmer on it. But mikra din is really muta. So b'diyevid it's muta. So what dinami? Would usually is only mutabiriyevit. Many of Rabbi Shah Feinstein's truths are based on that assumption that America, everything is a shas hatchak, because the people, a lot of the Jewish people, are not prepared to be so observant. They're not interested in chumras. So a lot of times we would say the shas hatchak kediyevidam. In America, you can be mekel lachatchila on something that in Europe we would only be mekel b'diyevit. So Tosis raised the question over here: if you have a klicheres that's ain't a ben yomo, and we say you can't kasher it because hatarihir al klicheres sheni yotzmi de dafil yalim, hagola is not going to help. So you have to throw out the klicheres. But b'diavad, if you would have cooked some kosher soup in the klicheres, it would have been mutter. B'diavad nois and tam lagam is mutter. It's not mutter lachatchila. But here, why not consider this a shas hatchak? The alternative is you're going to have to throw out the kli because he can't do hagola. Tosis on Amud Beis points out from the Gemara in Zvachim, and the Gemara here as well, the Gemara is in Zvachim on Daf Tzadik Vav and our Gemara, that libun does help. A hagola doesn't help on the klicheres, but libun does help. But a lot of times if you do libun on the klicheres, it'll just destroy the whole kli, it'll just get ruined. So why not say shas hatchak kediyevidam? So some achrenim takas say like that. I think the pritoyar and yeredeya, some achrenim say like that. That when do you say you're not allowed to cook and a kli she'ena ben yomo? That's if it's a kli mateches. So you have the ability to kasher it. So you should do hagola. Or if it won't get ruined if you do libun. But if it's a kli cheres that you can't do hagola, and if you'll do libun, it'll just get destroyed. It'll get ruined. Then some achrayim want to say that shin shas hatchak kediyevidami, say make a lechatchila. So Tosis says, the achrayim all say, Tosis says that it's not correct, it's against the Gemara. Because the Gemara has beferish in chul in cases like that, that you have a klicheres that's an ene ben yomo. The Gemara says you have to throw it out. Why do you have to throw it out? Say that you can't do hagola. And since the alternative is to throw it out, that's a shas hatchak, hefsid moment. So shas hatchak kediyevidami. So you don't say like that. You don't normally say shas hatchak kediyevidam. That's what Tosis points out at the end. Yeah, then the Gemara has a din ein lashon seisha b'cholav. You're not allowed to make fleshig bread. You're not allowed to make milchig bread. Why? Because bread used to be the staple of all of the meals. People would have half a loaf of bread at every meal, and they would have bread with fleshig meals and with milchig meals. So the din is, let's say, years ago, people didn't always use forks and knives and spoons. That's a pretty modern thing. So they would eat the chicken with their hands, and then they would take with the sticky fingers, with the greasy fingers. This is not just the Jewish people. All the Romans also did the same. Everybody ate like that. It's a pretty recent thing, the last couple centuries, that you have forks and knives and spoons for everything. Years ago, they didn't have that. So if the person is going to have greasy fingers, are they greasy from the cheese or greasy from the chicken or the flesh? He's eating a steak. Then he's going to touch the bread with his greasy fingers. He's going to make the bread fleshig and make the bread milchig. So the din is that the leftover bread from a fleshig meal may not be eaten with milchig meal, or leftover bread from a milchig meal may not be eaten in a fleshig meal, because the practice used to be for centuries that they wouldn't have forks and knives, they would touch the bread with their fingers that were greasy. Question is that in Shulchan Aruch, that's printed there. But this did make sense years ago, centuries ago, where people would touch the bread with their sticky fingers. Today, the practice is that we don't do like that. So what is what to discuss? Maybe this chumash should no longer apply b'zman hazeh, but it still is on the books. It's still in Yerideh. So that's the din in the Gemara. You're not allowed to make milchik bread, you're not allowed to make fleshik bread. The Gemara later on Daf Lamed Vav and Aleph poses a question. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi told his children, his sons, the first day Pesach, you need lechemoni. You're not allowed to have matzah shira. So if you're going to need the dough for the matzahs on the first night of Pesach with milk, there's going to be it'll be matzah shira. So you're not allowed to. So the Gemara says, Yom Kama, there's a din of matzah shira. So that we said the Beis Yosef quotes three different opinions there. So the Rambam's opinion is that there's a din the whole first day, and we live in Chutz Laretz, we have Yantav Shenish Al Golis, the first 2 days of Yantav, you're not allowed to eat matzah shira, period. That's why the Beis Halevi wouldn't eat Knedlach on the first 2 days of Pesach. By the Hasidim, they don't eat Knedlach because it's Gibrochs, because they came up with a new Hashash, that maybe today we don't bake the matzahs as well as they did in the days of the Gemara. The Gemara, we didn't come up to it yet. Gemara has a din, if something is already offered, something the matzahs were baked already, so you can soak it in water all you want, and once it's offered, it's not boli de chimutz. So the Hasidim came up with a chumrah during the lifetime of the Vilna Gaon. They came up with this chumrah that maybe the matzahs today are not baked to the same extent they used to be baked in the days of the Gemara. Maybe part of the dough is remain raw, and after you soak it in water, then it'll be machmetz. So they came up with the chumrah. You shouldn't eat any gebrox. So the Vilna Gaon didn't, when he heard that this was the chumrah from the Hasidim, he didn't want to accept it. So he told them they should put a knedel in the window that all the people in the Vilna should know that he doesn't accept that chumrah. He eats knedlach. So the Beis Halevi also, they were all misnagdim. They're all from Valozhin. Chaim Valozhin, it was a Talmud of the Vilna Gaon. They ate knedlach, but the first 2 days he wouldn't eat knedlach. Because the Rambam says, it's a din not only for the Seder, he's not allowed to have matzah shira, not only for Alachilas matzah, the whole first day. And Chutz Laretz, the 2 days, Yantav Shenu Shel Golis, not allowed to have matzah shira. Another opinion is that it's not Yom Kama the whole first day, only Laila HaRishon. And the Pashtus is like the third sheet, it's not even Laila HaRishon, just for the Kazayis matzah. The matzah that you're going to use to say the bracha, Asher Kedushonu B'Mitzvotzu Tzivanu, Al Achilas Matzah, for that Kezayis Matzah, you shouldn't have Matzah Shira. But to the Seder, it's okay to have Matzah Shira. For the rest of the meal, Gezuntay, you can have. So those are the three different opinions. So that's the Gemara Lamed Vavim and Alf. Rabbi Shur ben Levi told his children, Yomakama lo tolush li b'chalva, whatever that means, the three sheetahs, whether Yomakama, Alayla HaRishon, or Kezayis Rishon. We can't be elch, the rest of Pesach, lushali b'chalav. Gemara says, I will happen to the din in Lashon Sayisha b'chalav. Gemara answers, and for the Gemara that what? Ke'ein Tura. What does it mean, ke'ein Tura? So there were two pshatim, Rashi and the Rambam. So the Rambam says, Rambam learns ke'ein Tura, if it has a different shape, if it looks like a normal loaf of bread, and you won't be able to tell the difference between a milchik loaf of bread and a parva loaf of bread, then you're not allowed to eat it even with milchiks. But if it has a different shape to it, let's say there's a question whether this din, you're not allowed to make milchik bread, does it apply to cake? So the Pischa Tshuva in Yeridea writes, where this din is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that you're not allowed to make milchik bread. So the Pischa Tshuva said that only applies to milchik bread, but milchik cake, that's okay because it's people don't eat the meat together with the cake. Little children do. Little children, they don't want to eat the meat, so they'll eat the cake. They'll hold the meat in their mouth for half an hour, and then when you serve the dessert, they'll eat the cake and they'll swallow the meat, agav the cake. But the adults never do it like that. The adults don't eat the meat together with the cakes, even if the cake will be milchik. So you'll be eating within, to wait 6 hours between fleshiks and milchiks. The Gemara said, that's only a minig. That's not a real din. The Pischa Tshuva quotes a tshuva from the Chasam Sofer, to wait 1 hour between fleshiks and milchiks could be that's a real din de Rabbanan. That's what it sounds like in the Zohar, that mid Rabbanan, you're not permitted to eat milchiks and fleshiks b'shaita chada. With b'shaita chada means b'vasachas, or b'shaita chada means within 1 hour. So some understand that to wait 1 hour is a real din de Rabbanan. To wait the extras, 5 hours, you should wait 6 hours. The Rambam says you should wait kamoshe shos, approximately 6 hours. So to wait the extra 5 hours, that's only a minig. So the Pischei Tshuva and Yerideya quotes from the Chasam Sefer a difference halacha lamaisa. Years ago, when people had ulcers in the stomach, so they used to have pain. Apparently, when they had an ulcer attack, they used to have pain. So they used to assume that if you drink warm milk, the warm milk will calm down the ulcers. So that was the treatment that they did. Now, apparently, they don't hold from that at all. They hold that that's baloney. And they have a way to treat ulcers. They cure the ulcers, but they don't give milk. But in days of the Chasam Sefer, that was the practice. Till I remember that when I was a little boy. People had ulcers would drink warm milk. So they wouldn't. So the Chasam Sefer says, you have to wait 6 hours. If you're in order to be allowed to have milk within 1 hour, he thinks we should be machmed based on the Zohar to treat that like a real Issa d'Rabbanan. It should only be mekel if the person has so much pain that is a chayla shein bo sakana, that it prevents them from functioning normally. But in order to be allowed to drink milk after the 1 hour is up, within the next 5 hours, that's only a minig. So then if there's a little ache and pain, a little atzar, it's already muta. To be allowed to violate a minig, you don't require that it should be a chol l'shem sakana. To be mata real isa derabanan, then you have to be a chol l'shem sakana. That's the Gemara we had earlier in the second parak. Rachol Hashem b'sakana with Mekel on Shaloka Derech Ano Asay. Ravina Shaif Lebrata b'guhar ki the oracle Orla. So he says, because of Shaloka Derech Ano Asay. Yeah. So the Rambam learns Ke'en Tur means that it's a different shape. It's a unique shape on the bread. So therefore, he's going to remember that it's milchigol, and remember that it's fleshy. Rashi doesn't learn like that. Rashi learns that the balabasta baked, not that she bought it in the store, balabasta baked bread for supper. She baked, she's serving milchigs for supper. She made so little bread, she knows it's all going to be consumed in the next meal. There isn't going to be any bread left over. And this is the bread that she baked fresh today to eat with the milchig supper. So since that's going to be for supper, there won't be anything left over. So there's no gzeira of making milchig bread. Let's say I have a part of a bread and I put on some butter. I just made a milchig, so you're not allowed to eat milchig bread. No, you're eating in the middle of the meal. You're smearing on butter, so you're not, the piece that you smear on butter, you're not going to leave it over to the next meal. So the same thing if the balabasta baked their own breads, only a small amount that's not going to be consumed by the supper. So that's mutter, even if it's milchig. Yeah, that's a shayla. Rav Soloveitchik thought that it should be. He said his father thought lahokel, if you put the bread in a package and the package says on the wrapper that it's a milchig. He thought that the simen for the heker, the way the Rambam learns that the ke'en turim means a simen, has a heker. So the simen doesn't necessarily have to be on the bread. The simen can be libachutz also. The Chayyodim quotes that once a balabasta baked chicken in the oven. She was cooking chicken in the oven. Same time she was baking challis. And then some of the schmaltz from the chicken apparently rolled on the floor of the oven and rolled into the challis. So the challis were fleshig. Just like you're not allowed to have milchig bread, you're not allowed to have fleshig bread. That's our gemara on the bottom of Lama and Manalf. You're not allowed to have hotanur to tocha beitichaya. They smeared on schmaltz on the floor of the oven. So the gemara says you're not allowed to have fleshig bread, you're not allowed to have milchig bread. This bread is normally eaten with fleshig, some milchig, so it's supposed to be parava. So the shaila was that the bread just became treif. So the Chochmas Adam quotes a psak from Ababala Pasvela. Every 75 pages he quotes. Pasvel was on the outskirts of Vilna, like Borough Park is to Manhattan. Something on the outskirts. And Rababa was a dayan there. So Ababala Pasvela said they should, while the bread is still burning hot, when they take it out from the oven, they realize it has schmaltz, they should take a piece of chicken, take a fligala or a pulka or something when the chicken is sticking into the challah. So that'll be the hecker. Everyone will see that this challah is fleshy. So what does it help? But when the challah was baked already, it became treif. So the answer is it didn't finish baking yet. They just took it out from the oven. It's still burning hot. So if you put the hecker on before it cools down, that's mutter. So that's Rab Soloveitchik, Rab Moshe Soloveitchik thought that if you have on the wrapper, it says that this bread is milchik, and you're going to put on the wrapper right after you finish baking it. I don't know what the practice is that they put it when it's still burning hot, or they wait till it cools down. I'm not sure. So maybe his heter was only restricted because the Pischachuvah quotes the Chavos Das. That's the commentary of the Nesivos on Yeridei. It's called the Chavos Das. So the Chavos Das says that a hecker on the wrapper is not good enough. The hecker has to be on the bread itself. But Rababla Pasvela thought that it is okay. So maybe he thought that if you stick the piece of chicken in the bread as you're taking it out from the oven right away, it didn't cool down yet. So it's like it's still baking. So the hecker was there at the time that it completed the baking. So then you make it. So maybe that was Rav Moshe Soloveitchik thought that if you put the wrapper on right after you finish baking it, that would also be count as a hecker. So these are important din. Yeah. What about if you have, let's say, a cheesecake? So a lot of times, cheesecake, you can smell it. You can see the cheese. You can smell it. It's a dead giveaway that it's milchig. What if you have, let's say, a milchig muffin? So if muffins always used to be parve, and this milchig muffin is going to be the same shape, everything is going to be the same, just it's going to say on the wrapper that it's milchig. So then you can't say the shape is a different shape. The shape is a muffin shape. And a lot of times people will eat a muffin together with flesh. So then unless it'll become very common that you make milchig muffins, okay, so then it'll be like a milchig cake. Then people will know that the muffin may be milchig. It's a question. Yeah. We were talking the other day about the three different forms of kashering treifa kelim. There was libun, and there's hagola, and there's milavira gimel yamim. So milavira gimel yamim, the shach said it only applies to heterabola. If it's isurabola, then you're not mekel. But so on the Gemara only had the Babylon house maybe you gimel yamin by Klei Hayayin. Klei Hayayin is treif. Yeah, but it's only a chumrim in the Rabbanan. Klei Hayayin, the real issa, the yasad, is because of Mishum B'Dasem, that it may lead to intermarriage. And we really hold that you don't need shishim. If you have pasakum or bishalakum, you don't need shishim. The dinner is bottle beroy. By Stam Yenam, they asked it also behanor because of the hashash of possibility of nisuch, and that's already called, that is called macholas sasuris. So for that you would need shishim, yeah. But milavir gimel yom helps by klei hayayim because the isis started off. They wouldn't have asked it. That's what Tosis points out in Maseches Avodah Zarah. I think on Lamed Hem, the base, they wouldn't have asked Stam Yenam because of the Chashash Nisach. It's a far-fetched Chashash that the Nochi is going to be over the Avodah Zarah. He's going to pour the Yayin in front of his Avodah Zarah. Then he's going to let the human being drink the rest, the leftover Yayin. But it's designated for his Avodah Zarah. He believes that that's a deity. So he's probably not going to do it. So it's far-fetched. But so since the main Isser of Stam Yenam was because of B'nai Seyam, so then you treat it lightly. You have a lot of kulas. So take, for example, there's one kula. If you have clay hayayin, if you have treifa barrels that contain treifa wine, goyisha wine, and the barrels have been empty for a whole year, so after Yud Beis Chodesh, you don't have to kasher at all. We assume the whole belia evaporated. So all the classical poskim assume that that's a special kula only by clay hayayin. If you have a treifa kli, otherwise treifa kli, that you cook treifas in, it doesn't help if you waited 12 months. once it's Eina Min Yoyim, it's only Osama de Rabbanan, because it's going to be Nois and Tam Lev Gam. But the Medic Zera de Rabbanan, Eina Min Yoyim, Ota Min Yoyim. So even if it's a year old already, also you have to caution. The Chacham Tzvi came up with that Kula. Chacham Tzvi was an original thinker. He wasn't nice upon him to anybody. He wasn't nice upon him to the Balabatim either. That's why he always used to lose every Rabbanus that he started. The Balabatim would fire him because he wasn't nice upon him to the wealthy Balabatim, and he wasn't nice upon him to the Shulchan Aruch. He had his own opinions. So he was makel by any trefa kli that you didn't use for 12 months. So he was makel that you don't have to kashrut. We don't really paskin like that. But Rabbi Kivega has a tshuva, and Rabbi Moshe Feinstein picks up the tshuva. Rabbi Kivega is quoted by the Pischa Tshuva in Yerideya on the bottom of the page, in the big Yerideya. And Rabbi Moshe has tshuvas about this. Let's say the grandmother passed away, and she had a set of dishes that hasn't been used in a few years, and nobody remembers, and it's China, so you can't do Hagola, and nobody remembers whether it was Fleisha Gemilchi. We know that it was kosher. The grandmother kept the kosher home, but we don't know if it's Fleisha Gemilchi. So what can you do? Hagola doesn't help on China dishes. So Rav Moshe says, well, you have this is called Tzirif HaShitas. You have Shitas that we don't really paskin like. But if there are several Tzadim Lahakal, even on any one of the Tzadim alone, you wouldn't be Mekel, but you'll treat it sort of like a sex faker. So one sophic is maybe the din should really be like the Chacham Tzvi, that any trefa kli after Yud Beis Chodesh, you don't have to kasher at all. And it's already years and years that the grandmother's kelim have not been used. Then number two, maybe there are milchik. I want to use it for milchiks. Maybe it is milchik. So the whole din of kli she'ena ben yomo, you're not allowed to use because gzeira ena ben yomo to ben yomo. But I don't know if it's fleshig and milch. Maybe it is milchik. So maybe it's a sveka de rabban lakula. And then there's a third tzad lahakel, the ra'oh, the ritvo, the end of Avodah Zarah, quotes that he was a talmud of Rabban Alevi, and the ra'oh, Rabbo was a talmud of the Rabban. He was also very different, very original. So he only had one set of dishes. He didn't have two sets for fleshig and for milchik. He only had one set, then one pots and pans. He only had one set. He didn't have double. Why? He said, the Gzeira Ena Ben Yama, the Ben Yama was only introduced by Yisura Bola. By Hatera Bola, they never made such a chumrah. So the Ritva says, and the Talmidim pleaded with the Rebbe, we agree with you 100%, you're right. But everybody says you're an apikairis, that you only have one set of dishes. Why not make everybody happy? What do you have to have everybody complaining about you for? So he says, no. It's a matter of principle. Right is right and wrong is wrong. They're wrong and I'm right. And you don't have to have two sets of dishes. He's not going to have two sets of pots. He's not going to have two sets of dishes. So he says, maybe the din is taka like the ra'oh, that if it's a terabola, then once it's in a miyama, there's no gzera de rabban. And then you have the tour quotes the Baal HaItur. The Baal HaItur is a Baal HaTaisvus. Sefer HaItur is by Rabbi Murray from Marseille, from France. So the Baal HaItur, Tur quotes the Baal HaItur that by Klicheris, Hagola doesn't help. That's only when it's a Ben Yomo. When the Klicheris is ain't a Ben Yomo, so then you can rely, if you do Hagola Gimel Pomim, you can rely on that. What is that Hagola Gimel Pomim? What is that all about? So that's Hagola Gimel Pomim means on a Klicheris, Hatar Hira Klicheris, what that? We can never rely, if you do Hagola on a Kli Mateches, we assume the whole Trefa B'li will go out. If you do Hagola on a Kli Cheres, you don't know. Maybe yeah, maybe no. Maybe the whole B'li will go out. Maybe some of the B'li will go out. Maybe nothing, you don't know. Maybe next time it'll go out. So if you do Hagola Gimel Pomim, that's what the Chazanish says. What do you mean Hagola Gimel Pomim? You're going to have a Kli Cheres. Let's say have a dish, a China dish. I'm going to dip it in the pot of burning hot water, take it out. Dip it in again a second time, take it out, dip it in a third time. Three times you dip it in, so why is three times going to be better than one time? So the Chazon Ish thinks that it doesn't mean that. It means if you have three pots of burning hot water, maybe for some reason or another, maybe the fire is hotter on that pot than it is on this pot. Maybe Agola more, but to do it three times, to dip it three times in the same pot of burning hot water, it thinks that doesn't count as Agola Gimapam. It thinks you have to dip in three different pots. with burning hot water. So we don't really, the Torah disagrees with the Baluita. That's based on the Yerushalmi, that if you have a klicheres that's Eina ben Yomo, and it has a blia of Tevel Bizman Azeh, so Tevel Bizman Azeh is only the Rabbanon, Shumas and Maisa Bizman Azeh is only a Chumer mid the Rabbanon. So there the Yerushalmi says, if you do Hagol Gimel Pamin, that'll help. So the Baluita extends it, even if you have a Trefa Kli, that they cooked chazer in the trefa kli, not tevel bezman hazeh. They took chazer, but the bli and the pot is now ein ben yoma. So ein ben yoma is only awesome with the rabbanon. So he extrapolated from that Yerushalmi. Whenever you have an isa de rabbanon, so then if you do hagolagim upon him, so maybe the whole bli came out the first time. Maybe pot came out the first time. The rest came out the second time. And when they did it the third time, maybe everything came out, maybe yeah, maybe no. So now you can treat it like a sveka de rabbanon lekula. If you do hagol gimel pamim and the whole iser on the trefa pot, it's only with the rabbanon, either because it's tevel bizman hazeh or because it's a trefa klisha in a ben yomo. So then after doing hagol gimel pamim, you can treat it as a sveka de rabbanon lekula. Yeah. So that's so Rav Moshe Feinstein is mitzaref all of this together. If you have the grandmother's dishes that haven't been used for the longest time, and you do Hagolah Gimel Pamim, so then he's Mekel. What is he Mekel? Maybe Hagolah Gimel Pamim helps on the Klisheinim and Yoma. Maybe the din is Ahetera Bola. There is no, maybe the Ra'o is right. Maybe you don't have to kashav at all by Klisheinim and Yoma, by Ahetera Bola. And what was the third side? Chacham Tzvi, that if the dishes haven't been used for Yud Beis Chodesh, and maybe the din that appears in the Gemara and Maseches Avodah Zarah, that Yishun helps on Kalim. Yishun means if you wait Yud Beis Chodesh, the whole B'li evaporates into thin air. So the classical poskim assume it's a special kula by Stam Yen, because Stam Yen started off only as a Chumer mid the Rabbanim. It really started off because of B'nai Seyim. Then they threw in also, once that's a reasonable chashash. Once they had the chashash because of B'nai Seyim, then they threw in also the chashash, maybe Nisuch also. But for Nisuch alone, they wouldn't have made the Gzera because that's a milsa de la shchicha, that the guy's going to be Menasech, the Ayin Pavadizar, then he's going to give it to Abbas of Adam. What does he think of his Avadizar? Doesn't think so highly. So again, so the Shach writes in the second Chelik Yeredeh, when Mekel Agola Gimel Pamim, when Mekel, no, Mila B'yiru Gimel Yamim helps if it's a, even if it's a Kli Cheres, if it's a Bli'a B'tzainin. The whole Bli'a was only Ayidei Kobush. If the Bli'a was Ayidei Ho'esh, then you need Limon. If the Bli'a was Be'em Tzos Hamayim, then you need Hagola. And if it's a Bli'a B'tzainin, Kobush, then Mila B'yiru Gimel Yamim would help. So why? Because that's Kibola Kach Polta. However, the trefus was nibel in the first place, that's how you have to do the Hagola. So from the fact that you need Mila B'yiru Gimel Yamim, you have to soak it 3 days, switch the water every 24 hours. So that's what led some of the Rishonim to believe that Kavush Kemavushal takes 3 days. It has to be Kavush. The trefus has to be Kavush in the liquid for Gimel Yom for 72 hours. And most disagree. Ruba de Ruba of the Rishonim disagree. You don't need 72 hours. You need Mila B'yiru Gimel Yamim to kasha the trefa kli that has a Bli'a B'tzainim. But in order for the Bli'a to be Nivla, you don't need 72 hours. Gemara says Aloshin that in Kol HaTorah Kula that Basa B'cholav has a kula that doesn't apply in Kol HaTorah Kula. That in Kol HaTorah Kula the din is that even Kavush Kemevushal. A Torah like Kula Yoima, if you soak something, Shorele, if you soak something for Kula Yoima all day long, it'll make a Bli, it'll make something treif. And by Basa B'cholav it's a din deraisa, it only becomes treif, it's Derech Bishal HaSeter. Kavush Kemevushal doesn't apply. So the Loshon HaGemara, Itor like Kula Yom, if you soak it all day long, so it'll only be Basa B'chol HaDerabbanon. By other Yisurim, it'll be awesome and Atar. So Kula Yom means 24 hours. Kula Yom means 12 hours, the daytime part of the day. So those are two shittas. So there are three shittas, how long they need for Kavush Kemevushal. 24 hours, 12 hours, or 72 hours. So we pass in the middle shittah. The 24 hours makes Kavush Kemevushal. Unless it's kavush b'chaymitz uvitzir, unless he's soaking something in salt water, something very salty, the water is very salty, then kavush for just for a few minutes, for 6 minutes, Well, the Rebbe said, "Kabbish kemevushal." That's what the Achranim point out, that people want to wash off their romaine lettuce before Pesach, because romaine lettuce often has, it's not so uncommon that it should have bugs in it. So in order to get, if the bugs are still alive, you'll irritate them if you wash the romaine lettuce with salt water. So some people soak the romaine lettuce in a barrel full of salt water, but you have to be careful. If you soak the maror, if you cook the maror, it's pasul. If the maror is mevushal, then it's pasul. It's considered nishtana. And if you soak it, kavish kevushal, it'll also be considered nishtana. It'll be pasul to use for the mitzvah. So if you soak it in salt water, then we say kavish kevushal in just 6 minutes. 6 minutes, 8 minutes. One of the Achranim writes 18 minutes. So the Achranim say, where did he get 18 minutes? There's no marker for that at all. Gemara says less than 18 minutes, something like either 6 minutes or 8 minutes. So that's what Achranim recommend. You should never salt the romaine lettuce in salt water, because you may get a phone call, and then you'll get involved in the phone call. You start talking, learning with someone, and you forget. The 6 minutes will tick away, and you won't realize it. If you're going to soak the romaine lettuce in plain water, you're not going to forget. You're not going to talk on the phone for 24 hours. You're not going to forget the between less than 24 hours, more than 24 hours. But to forget between less than 6 minutes and more than 6 minutes, you may forget. That's what they recommend. You shouldn't soak the romaine lettuce in salt water, because you may forget and let it soak too long. And the Gemara said beferish that that mora that's mevushal is no good, and mora that's kavush kemevushal is also no good. And there are two kinds of kavush kemevushal. Kavush in water is 24 hours, and kavush b'mei melach is either 6 minutes or 8 minutes, but less than 18 minutes, and not 18 minutes. Yeah. Then the Tosfos on the base, on Laman on the base, discusses an issue. If Torah heid al kol cheresh ani etzmi dei daf liyolam, how come the Gemara says in Zvach Mitzadik Vav and on our daf that if you do hachzor likibshenis, if you do libun on the kli cheresh, then it does kashrut? What happened? Hatara heid al kli cheresh, that it doesn't help. So the Ra'or in the Berak Habayis gives one answer, and Tosfos gives a complicated answer. The Ra'or says a simple answer. Hatara heid al kli cheresh ani yotzmi dei daf yo, if you're doing hagola, the purpose of hagola is to be maflit the treifa blia into the water. So the Torah hid al klicher is that it may not work. Maybe and maybe not. Everything is up in the air. It'll be a suffix. So you can't rely on hagola. But if you're doing libun, the purpose of libun is not to be maflit the blia out of the kli. And then once it's out of the kli and you have a fire there, so the fire will cause it to evaporate. No, that's not the role of the libun. The purpose of the libun is to be sarfa bimkomo. So that Hatorah lo heido shum davar. Torah doesn't say anything about that. Torah heido sheina yotze me de dofyo. The blia, you won't necessarily succeed in removing the whole blia from the pot. That's if the purpose of the kosherization process is to remove the blia from the pot. So that's what the Ra'or says. And that's what apparently the Balatanya and Shulchan Aruch Rabbah adopts the position of the Ra'or. And Avdan Ezer thinks that that's how we should pass, and not like Tosfos. Tosfos did not answer that. What did Tosfos answer? The Tosfos says, how do you make clay adoma? There are three kelim that are not mekabel tumah at all: clay adoma, clay galolim, and clay avonim. So clay adoma not mekabel tumah at all. The same clay adoma, you take sand and water and you make a mud pie and you make a shape of a clay. There's still parts of Russia where they still have clay adoma. So I think it's in Shulchan Aruch, hagola does help on clay adoma, just hagola doesn't help on a klicheres. On a klicheres. So what changes the clay adoma into a klicheres when you burn it, when you put it into the kibshon? Hachzor lekibshon is, that's the way you manufacture the klicheres in the first place. So that makes it into a klicheres. A klicheres is mekabel tuma, and it doesn't have tahara b'mikveh, and it has a unique dinim. It's only mekabel tuma from the inside, not mekabel tuma from the outside. But once it's mekabel tuma from the inside, it doesn't help tefillah in a mikveh, and hagola doesn't help on a klicheres. Agala, I think, does help. I'm pretty sure Agala does help on a Kli Adama, but Agala does not work on a Kli Cheres. So Tosfos says, since the Kli Cheres, Gemara Siyasa is always by putting it into the kil, K-I-L-N, that's how you complete, that's how you convert the Kli Adama into a Kli Cheres. So if you have a tray for Kli Cheres, and you do Hachzor Likiv Shainois, so then I will declare Panim Chadash is Bo Lekan, and Achinami HaTarihida Kli Cheres, that the Bliya will not necessarily all go out. Ain't a Yotzimidei for the Bliya will not. Tosis learns that the purpose of Libun is the same as the purpose of Hagol. Just like Hagol is to be Maflit the Yisr, to spit it out, so the purpose of the Libun is also to get the Trefa Kli to spit out the Bliya. Then the fire is there, so the fire will cause the Bliya to evaporate when it comes out from the Kli. But HaTari Kli Cheres said it's not going to come out. But if it's a Panim Chadash Ba'olakan, then I declare it as a new Kli. It's considered a new Kli. Was it help? It's a new Kli. That would be fine if you say it has Tuma. So you say, a Panim Chadash Ba'olakan, it's a new Kli. It's not the same identity as it was before. And this new, brand new Kli is Yesh Me'ayin, and it does not have any Tuma. But we're not talking about Tuma. We're talking about a tray for Bliya. So the tray for Bliya is still going to be there, according to the Taisus. So what does it help that they declare Panim Chadash Ba'olakan? So it sounds as if Taisus thinks when you're going to cook the kosher soup in the pot, the tray for Bliya is going to go into the soup. It's going to make a tray. So perhaps Taisus seems to hold that not by not the Yisur is only made the Rabbanon. Is that possible? That Prima Godim raises that issue. We usually assume not banat the heter is muta, not banat the isur is awesome. So if you'll cook, let's say, I cook treifus in a pot, so there's a bli of treifus in the pot. Then the bli is going to go, then I'm going to cook kosher, and I wash the pot out, so there's no bien. There's only a bli, a tam rishon in the pot. Then I'm going to cook kosher soup in the pot, so the treif of bli is going to go from the walls of the pot into the soup. So that's nice and tam, but that's not Barnat the Yisura. So not Barnat the Yisura is also. So the Prima Godim raises the question, do all the Rishonim assume that not Barnat the Yisura is an Issa deraisa? Maybe some hold, he proves that some Rishonim hold that not Barnat the Yisura is only Asam derabbanan. So the Pashta says that that's what Taisa seems to hold. It's only a Din derabbanan because this is the Kli that I cooked Trefus in this morning for breakfast. So now I say Panim Chadash Ba'olakan, it's a different Kli. But if you say that not banat yisur is a din deraisa, so what does it help? It's panim chadash ba'olakan, but it still has the tray for bli in it. So you get the impression from Tosfos as if they hold that not banat yisur is only awesome in the rabbanim. That's quite a chiddush. Okay. Then we spoke a lot about terabal yisur ba'ol. Fine. Yeah. Then we started the Mishnah Lamed Hem and Aleph. There's a din deraisa of lechem. What's the status? What's the special, unique status of lechem? Where is it relevant? So the pasuk says in Chumash Devarim, lechem eretz hashalov b'mitzkenes to'achal ba'lechem echalta v'savata v'rachta s'ashem alakecha. There's a chiyah b'chas hamaz and deraisa if you eat lechem k'dei sviya. The different opinions on the Gemara and the Rishonim, we paskin if you eat bread k'dei sviya. If you eat a whole filling meal of things other than bread, so the Mishnah says you're not mechuyev to bench. There's one Talmid Chacham in Eretz Yisrael. He says based on the Gemara in Brachas, the Gemara sounds like there may come a day, the Kishayav Eliyahu, when Eliyahu Navi will come, will ask him. Maybe if you eat a whole meal without bread, maybe you also have to recite Birchas Hamazon. The Gemara says, well, ask Eliyahu Navi. Maybe the minig will change at that time. The Pashtus is a problematic Gemara, because the Gemara has the din. You only bench Birchas Hamazon based on the Pesukim of Chumash. Eretz Yisrael miskenes tachal balech mechalta v'savata v'achta s'asham alakecha. Some of the Rishonim say, the Pasuk begins, listing off all the shivas amenim. Eretz chita, sorry, gefen, and tena, riman. Eretz eshem, and advash. Eretz, the third time, Eretz. It's a Eretz eshelem eskenes tachal balach, mechal to the sabbat, the virachta, sasham alakecha. So some of the Rishon, the Rashba, they quote, some of the Rishon, the Shulchan Aruch is quoted. Some Rishon hold that the brach achreina on the shivas aminim, let's say having witina farina, That's not a moitzi lechem in Eretz. Even if you eat a ton of it, it doesn't become a moitzi. It has to have a loaf shape in order to be considered lechem. If it's a liquidy, or let's say you have teina v'rimon, or dvash tamarim, you eat a ton of tamarim, you eat kedei sviya. So if you eat kedei sviya, some rishonim hold that then it's a chiyuv deraisa to say, alamichiyav aloeitz v'alpihoitz. If you have less than kedei sviya, even on bread, you're not mechiyuv to bench benatar. So the Shiva's Amin Mosi would be mechiyuv to recite alamichiyav benatar. But if you add kedei sviya from one of the Shiva's Aminim, so then some of the rishonim say, Eretz hivsek l'inyan, it's an Eretz asher lo b'mesganes t'achal b'lechem, means on lechem, you have to recite gimel brachas. But if you have one of the shivas aminim other than lechem, then you mechuyev to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to thank him. If you add kedei sviya, mechuyev to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu with ala michya. You won't need gimel brachas. One bracha will be enough. Anyway, but for lechem, that's one din. Lechem is relevant for brichas hamoz and deraisa. I'm just wondering, how can the Gemara say that if you're going to have Rabbi Kiva, the Mishnah in Brachas quotes in Perek Yetzim Avrochem, I think Rabbi Kiva says, I feel ochel shelek, even if he eats cooked vegetables, that's his whole meal. He fills himself up by eating cooked vegetables. Rabbi Kiva would recite Birchas HaMosen. So the Pashtus says, we don't pass like Rabbi Kiva, because the Pasuk only says, Eretz HaShalem V'skenes Tachal Balechem Echal Tavisavata, only Alechem you bench Birchas HaMosen, and other foods not. And the Shivas Aminim Yimuchuyiv, some Rishonim hold that it's a chiyuv deraisa to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bracha achrayna would be deraisa, but not gimel brachas, only one bracha achrayna, ala michya, ala oetz, ala gefen, and so on, if you had kedei sviya of wine. Yeah. So that's one din of lechem. What's another din of lechem? Matzah has to be lechem money. What's the third din of lechem? Chala. Oy b'cholchem, lechem ha'aretz. The chiyuv chala, men ha'tor is only in Eretz Yisrael. Chalas chutzlaretz is only a din de rabbanon. B'zman hazeh, the Gemara says in Ksuvah Zavchah Beis, even chalas be'eretz Yisrael is only with the rabbanon today because there was no bias kulchem. Pasuk says, b'vayachem el ha'aretz, when we will be coming into Eretz Yisrael, so you need a bias kulchem. So the first time around, days of Yishuv Benun, there was a bias kulchem. The whole Klal Yisrael, all of Yud Beishvatim, everybody was involved in the Melchama to be Kovish Eretz Yisrael. But when they came back, beginning of the Baisheni period, when they came back after the 7 years of Golas Bavel, there was no Bias Kulchem. There was just a drop in the bucket. A small percentage of the world Jewish population came back. Ruba de Ruba of the Jews remained behind in Bavel. They didn't come back. So Chalab is Manazeh and Eretz. It's only the Rabbanon. Chalab Chutzot, the Rabbanon on top of it, the Rabbanon. So that's why there are a lot of kulas. The Gemara has a lot of kulas and chalas chutzlars. One of the kulas is zecha behelach v'achkach mafresh. If you buy, a lot of times there's a kosher bakery where all the ingredients that they'll use are kosher, but they're not careful about hafrashas chala. A lot of the bakeries, I don't know now, but years ago they used to think that the chiyuv hafrashas chala is only on bread and it doesn't apply to cakes. That the Pashta says that it's not correct. Some bakeries even worked on the assumption you only chayv to mafresh challah if you made challahs for Shabbos. If you made bread, you're not chayv and challah. That's damn ridiculous. The word challah in biblical Hebrew doesn't mean challah. Made challah in biblical Hebrew means raw dough. Tarimu challah l'Hashem. Yeah. Anyway, so the hafrashas challah is a din deraisa and matzah hoy b'chol chamelechem arts. And what else depends on lechem? The Issa Chodosh. Because the Chumash, Chodosh means the Tvua that was, the Chamesh is Minei Dogan. The Tvua that took root, you planted it after Mincha Sa'omer was brought. You have to wait till next year. Mincha Sa'omer brought on the first day of Chol Hamoed Pesach. Ovizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kam, you have to wait till Yitzuma Shel Yom. Ad etzem hayom hazeh, ad haviyachem esayim atnufa. So either one or the other. Either you wait till itzuma shel yom. Itzuma shel yom means the daytime part, the end, ad v'ad b'chol. The end of the daytime part of Tezayin Nissen, the first day Chol Hamoed Pesach in Eretz Yisrael is Tezayin Nissen. But yes, the first day Chol Hamoed Pesach is Yudzayin, because we have 2 days Yontif. But in Eretz Yisrael, the first day Chol Hamoed Pesach min haTorah is Tezayin this, and so ad b'yad b'chol, you have to wait till the end of the Shkia, the Tzeis HaKochavim, following Tezayin this. Yeah, or ad havi yachem zay matnufa, either hakrobas mincha zay mez matir, or ad etzam ayam zay itzum shel yom, the daytime part of the day, the end of the daytime part of the day. So the Torah says lechem v'kala v'kama lo sochli. You're not allowed to eat lechem, so lechem only applies to the chameshes min dogan. Whatever is not chameshes min dogan is not called lechem. That's what the Gemara establishes on Lamanayim and Aleph. It's only called lechem if it's bole de chimutz. When you mix flour with water, it depends on what flour from what kind of a grain it is. So if you mix rice flour with water, that's a machlekes. Rabbi Yechem Benuri in the Rabban, is that bole de chimutz or bole de sirchon? But if you mix chameshes mini dogan with water, that'll be bole de chimutz. If you mix kidneys with water, that's bole de sirchon. That's not bole de chimutz, that's bole de sirchon. So that's what the Mishnah is based on. Eile dvarim sha'orim yetzidech vasa v'pesach. Chit mesarim kosim shvoilu shol shit. The chameshes minei dogon. The chameshes minei dogon are called lechem. So the same thing for chametz. It's only chametz if it's chameshes minei dogon. And it's only matzah if it's from the chameshes minei dogon. And it's the din of chodesh only applies to the chameshes minei dogan. On the level of the rabbanon, it's relevant. And you get to the tilis yadayim is needed for lechem. You have to have bracha hamotzi lechem and oretz, and then you have to recite brachas hamazon as opposed to alamichya. Sometimes, if you eat a ton of cake, so if you eat it just a little slice of cake, a snack, then it's bar minim zaynus and it's alamichya. If you eat a ton of cake, you plan to eat a ton of cake, then you have to wash in advance. Say hamoitzi, and then you say azan asylum. You say the whole bichas hamazon. That's if you kaveh suda on cake. Yeah. So these are the din. What else is a din? The rabbanon that depends on lechem, the tilis yadayim, hamoitzi, and then bichas hamazon as opposed to alamichya. What else? Eruv v'chatzeris is only valid if it's lechem shemivrochem olav hamoitzi. Shituf mevuas or eruv etchumen is good. Any cooked Michael is good. But as far as Eruv v'chatzeris, has to be lechem shemivrochem olav hamoitzi. We always, for Eruv v'chatzeris in the apartment building, we always put away a box of matzahs. So the matzahs, by the Sfardim, they say, Bari minim zaynus ha matzah. They only say hamoitzi on Pesach night. So that's not the lechem shemivrochem olav hamoitzi. The answer is, but on Pesach night, they kaveh suda on it. So then they do say hamoitzi. So that's a beferish gemara. If you have cake, that if you would have been kaveh suda on it, you would have said amoitzi. The gemara says umarven olav. You can use it for eruv v'chatzeris because it's considered lechem shemavachem olav amoitzi. But for eruv v'tchumen, cooked the vegetables is also good. It doesn't necessarily have to be lechem shemavachem olav amoitzi. So that's the din in the Mishnah. All the dinim that depend on lechem has to be boli de chimutz as opposed to boli de sirchon. What was the machlekes of Yechem Anuri, the Rabbanon, regarding Oriz v'doichen? So the Yerushalmi asks, the Ramban is the one who made this, the Yerushalmi family. Ramban in the beginning of the Chidush Ramban, the beginning of Perek Elu Trefis, is bothered with the kash, the first Omid base. Elu Trefis begins on an Omid Aleph. So the first Omid base in Perek Elu Trefis, the Gemara quotes the machlekes hatanoim. With a treifa chaya, treifa nechay. When the Torah prohibits us from eating animals that are sickly, you're not allowed to eat a treifa, a diseased animal. So that's a machlokes amaroyim, where the treifa ain't a chaya. The reason why it's also to eat it is because the animal is on its way to die. It's going to die within 12 months. So therefore, shchita doesn't help on it because it's half dead. Shchit only helps on a live animal, and a treifa ain't a chas, since it's not going to live for 12 months. So it's considered as if it's half dead, then that's why shchita doesn't help. So is that why? So let's say if I have an animal that's a treifa and I locked it up and I fed it and it lives for 12 months, then it'll be mutter because it's a gloy milsim afreya, that it did live for 12 months. So this simon treifa was inaccurate. Or should I say, no, that treifa chai, even if it will survive for 12 months. It's still also. So Ramban is bothered with Akasha. How can you have a machloikis hatanoim with a treifa chai treifa chai machloikis hatanoim? Why didn't they experiment? The Tanoim believed in experimentation. Why didn't they experiment? They should have taken 100 animals that were treifas and locked them up and fed them nicely and treated them nicely and see how many of them will survive. Because he quotes the Yerushalmi and Chala, asks Akasha, how can you have a machleg zabichim in the Rabbanan regarding Oiriz v'doichen, what is boledechim utzanat? Why didn't they experiment? Why didn't they experiment to see if it's boledechim? So Yerushalmi answered, they did experiment. They mixed rice with water and they saw the result, what the reaction was. And they had a machlekes, whether to consider that chimutz asir chayim. But they did believe in experimentation. I said, the Rabban asked, why didn't they experiment by the trefa to see whether trefa chaya or trefa ein chaya? So the Ramban, to answer that kasha, suggests, he doesn't know, he's guessing. He suggests maybe they did experiment and maybe they used 100 animals that all had a sim of trefas in them and all the 100 animals died. So one Tana said, there you have it, that's conclusive evidence, conclusive proofs. The trefa ein achaya. They set aside 100 animals that were trefas. All 100 died. And then the chachamim, the other tanaim, disagreed. They say, no, maybe if you would have set aside 1,000, maybe one or two of them would have survived. Just it wasn't a controlled experiment. It doesn't really prove conclusively that trefa ein achaya. Maybe the olam trefa is chaya. But ruba de ruba of the trefas, everyone agrees, will die within a year. Yeah, that's not the definition of a trefa. If you shecht an animal, that's a goses. A goses is kechai. If you shecht an animal that's about to die, then the Gemara says if your shechita accomplished that it caused the animal to die a minute before it would have otherwise died, so then it's a good shechita. If you shecht a behemah that's a goses, the shechita will be good. So the animal is about to die momentarily. And still you make also. Here you say the animal is going to die within a year. Is considered a trefa. So why is a ghost is not a trefa? So you have to distinguish. Rav Soloveitchik said it probably means if you have tissue damage, you have to give a little better definition. If you have tissue damage and it's going to die within a year, then it's called a trefa. Okay, you got to work on that. Then the Mishnah lists off the din that you cannot be yotze the mitzvah matzah if the matzah is treif. You can be yotze with all the chameshes min yadogan, but you cannot be yotze with treif matzah. What if if it's matzah shel tevel, you can't be yotze. What if it's demai? Demai, meikra din, is really mutter for two reasons. Demai means I bought it from an Am Haaretz. Am Haaretz doesn't mean he's not learned. It means he's not so medactic and mitzvahs, I can't trust him. So mikra din, I really say, demai is muta b'achila, because number one, rov amoritz masrinheim, overwhelming majority of the amoritz were careful about trumas maisus, is only a miut. Then number two, he tells me that he was mafrish maisus, so yidechadem b'isur. Rashi writes, these are the two reasons why min ha-Torah the demai is muta. But they asked mid the rabbanon, they towards the end of the tkufa, the b'aisheni, the Tanoim came up, the Beisilon and Beishama, they came up, all of these chumras, they came up with the chumra, you're not allowed to eat anything from an Am Haaretz. Unless you're mafrish, truma they wouldn't mess around with. So the truma, you don't have to be mafrish, you can assume, if he tells you he was mafrish truma, you can believe him. But in the Maisa Rishon, with the Maisa Sheni, with the Maisa Rani, that you shouldn't trust him, because there was a miut of Am Haaretz who would lie to you. So that's called the demai. So the Gemara quotes as the machlokes b'sham and b'silo. When they made the gzera the rabbanah of demai, did they make the gzera only on wealthy people or even on the aniyim? So we paskin machilim is aniyim demai, and only is permitted to eat demai. Means that even with the rabbanon, it's not macholas asuris. Even with the rabbanon, it's a chumra. With the rabbanon, it's a chumra not to eat demai. So since it's only a chumra, I don't really treat it like macholas asuris. A bit of yevid you would be yotze if you ate. Matzah shall buy you with yours. The Tosis has a suffix. The Tosis on Lamed Hey Amid Beis Dibra. The little Tosis. Dima Maschal Yotzim B'Demai. Do you say that it's permissible lechatchila to eat demai because matzah is called lechem oini and aniyim are allowed to eat demai? So it's muta lechatchila because it's called lechem oini because the aniyim are going to eat the demai. Or would you say, no, lechatchila, you're not allowed to eat the mai. But the evid, if you ate the mai, the mai is also achila mid the rabbanon, until you mafrish all the maisus. The truma, we assume that words was mafrish, but he has to be mafrish the maisus. So maybe it means, the pashpashat means that bid the evid, if someone ate matzah, shal the mai, bid the evid, we would say he's yotze the mitzvah, because but yeah, but I say that it's not treif. But the Ribal HaTosis had a suffix. Maybe since matzah is a lechem oni, so maybe since machilim is handuim demai, so maybe for matzah purposes, maybe it's mutar lechatchila. Pashta says that it's not mutar lechatchila. Pashta says that it's not. So then the Gemara discusses what's wrong if the matzah is also b'achila. What's wrong if it's treif? So the Rambam says that it's a mitzvah b'aveira. Mitzvah above Avera. And the Gemara never says that. The Gemara says the Mishnah only goes Aliba the Tana Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon is of the opinion Ein Iser Chal Al Iser. And the Gemara learns that from a pasuk. It can only be Yotze the Mitzvah of Matzah with such a matzah that when you kneaded the dough, it would have been boli de chimutz. So boli de chimutz means what would the chemical reaction be? Will it be chimutz or will it be sirchon? So number one, there is boli de chimutz. It would be chimutz, it wouldn't be sirchon. To determine only chameshes mini dogen count. And then number two, it has to be boli de iser chametz. So if the chametz before Pesach entered, the chametz was also b'achila anyway because it was tevel or was ma'aser sheni chutz Yerushalayim or whatever. So then it's not boli de yisa chametz if you hold like the Tana Reb Shimon, because Reb Shimon holds ein yisa chal al yisa afila de koilo. He agrees that yisa chal al yisa if it's two yisur machal. We have a klal ein yisa chal al yisa, but we paskin there are three exceptions to the rule. If it's an isa basachas, the two isurim machal simultaneously, or if one was clearly chal after the other, but the second isa is an isa moisef or an isa koilo. So Reb Shimon is the one who doesn't believe in isa koilo. In isa moisef he does believe, but isa koilo he doesn't believe in. So that's why he says, Echon Nevela b'yom kippurim potter. Why? Because Nevela had an isa lab on it. Then when Yom Kippur enters, it gets an isa of kares. So if a person eats b'shegig on Yom Kippur, he forgot. A person eats b'shegig on Yom Kippur, he has to bring a korban chatos. So the Tana Reb Shimon holds that if you eat hoichon nevela b'yom kippurim, then he ate it b'shegig, he's potter from a chatos, not mechuyav to bring a chatos. Because ein isa chal al isa, even though it's an isa kailo, when Leil Yom Kippur enters, all the kosher food in the world becomes also b'achila. So I really should have said, Migu, we believe in Issa Kerlo. We don't pass like Reb Shimon. The Migu that the Issa Yom Kippur is chal on all the kosher food is also chal on the non-kosher food. So even the Vela b'Yom HaKippurim is also Bolei Dechimut. It's also, the Vela b'Yom HaKippurim is going to have an Issa Yom Kippur on it. The second Issa will be chal. But Reb Shimon holds that not. Reb Shimon holds. So here Rashi is bothered with a kasha. What if the Bela Behema was Nisnabla B'Yom HaKippurim? So then, if the Behema was Nisnabla B'Yom HaKippurim, so Kozman that it was alive, there was no Issa Nevela. The minute that it dies, then Kozman it was alive, it had an Issa, Rashi said it had an Issa Eid Menachai. According to Taisa, it had an Issa Eina Zvucha, an Issa Ese of Eina Zvucha. And Tosfos has two chidushim. Number one, that there is such an Issa Resi of Eina Zvucha. It says on the side to look in the Tosfos and Shavuos Daf Chav Dalet and Amud Aleph, where Tosfos is not so convinced that there is such an Issa Resi. He can't take every pasuk in the Chumash that's a mitzvah saseh and say it's also an Issa Resi. Torah says you have to say Kriya Shema every day with tefillin. So you're going to say, if you didn't put on tefillin, then you're over an Issa Resi. You're mevat lakim, I say, but there is no Issa Resi, Pashtus. There is no Issa Resi involved in an Anochas Tefillin or in reciting Kriya Shema, it's a Kiyam Asay, not an Issa Asay. I'll be Pashtus. He can't take every single Pasuk of an Asay and make it into an Issa Asay. So Tosfos and Shavuos not so convinced that their suggestion, Pshat and Gemara, is correct, that there's an Issa Asay to eat. There's an Issa Asay to eat flesh from a live animal. Rashi says a live animal is an Issa Eid Menachai. Tosfos says That's a machlokes of Bichon and Shlokesh, but Behem Bechaya Becheska, Behem Bechaya. The Gemara says, Am Rabbuna, Behem Bechaya Becheska Sisar, amen. So what's the Cheska Sisar? So Rashi learns on that Gemara, Am Rabbuna. Rabbuna says like that. Whenever you shecht an animal and there's a suffix whether the Shechita was valid, so we shtel off the Chazaka, Behem Bechaya Becheska Sisar, amen. What's the Cheska Sisar? Which Cheska Sisar? So Rashi learns on that Gemara, Becheska Sisar, Eib Menachai. So Tosis here asked the Kasha, and Tosis and other Rishonim asked the Kasha as well. Eib Menachai, we paskin doesn't begin to be chal until you detach the animal, until you detach the limb from the animal. If you have an animal that's a bundle of limbs all tied up together, walking around, you wouldn't say Behema b'chaya v'cheska sisa remedis. It isn't Anisa Eib Menachai. It doesn't become Eib Menachai until you detach it. So you detach it from the organism. Cause man is all attached. There is no Yisrael Menachai. So Tosis doesn't agree with Rashi. Behem Menachai b'cheska sisa is b'cheska sisa ein ezvucha. But then they're not so sure that Tosis in Shavuos Daf Chavdal writes, not so sure that when it says in the Chumash you have to shech the animal, if you lead an animal without shechita, is it really correct that there is an Yisrael say? Maybe there is no Isar Asa in eating Ein Ezvuch. So that's a double Chiddush that Tosfos says. Number one, there's an Isar Asa in Ein Ezvucha. And number two, that Ein Isar Chalalisa, even if the first Isar was only an Isar Asa. Prima Godem and the Psicha Tehilcha Shechita points that out. The first one, Tosfos, the first point, Tosfos and Shavuos points out. Achov Dalet. Maybe there is no Isar Asa. And then the second point, that's where the Prima Godem points out. He thinks that's a major machlokes Tanoim and Rishonim, where the Ein Isar Chalalisa even applies if the first Isar didn't have a lab and only had an Isar Asay. Anyway, Rashi here asked the Kasha, what if Nisnabla bi Yom Kippurim? Nisnabla bi Yom Kippurim. So Rashi says the Isar Yom Kippur was not Chal because it had an Isar Eiv Menachai when Yom Kippur entered. So that's what Tosfos says, the Isar Yom Kippur wasn't chal and leil Yom Kippur, but let it be chal later when the animal does nabla be Yom Kippur, when the animal dies in the middle of Yom Kippur. So the Issa Nevela no longer has an Issa, of Eiv Menachai. It's not alive anymore. Now it's not Eiv Menachai. Now it's going to be, according to Tosfos, it's Nicha, it's an Issa Eina Zvucha. But according to Rashi, that's the problem. Unless Rashi holds that the Easter Yom Kippur is only Chal Ben Ashmashes, if the Easter Achid is not Chal Ben Ashmashes, not Chal later on, why not? That's what it sounds like from Rashi. The Ritva is always cheerful. When they used to print years in Europe, when they used to print Xavier of the Ritva, they would write the name of the author is Ben Yontif from Seville. He lived in Spain in Seville, Ben Yontif Azbeli. That's the Ritva, the Aleph of Ritva ben Yontav ibn Azbeli from Seville, and his name was Yontav. So they used to write on the Sharblat on the title page, Kol Malkam Shadvar Magim Sasim Simcha Yontav Laihudim, because the Ritva always writes something cheerful. He never has anything boring. It's not like the Rashba or the Ramban. Ritva is always cheerful. So the Ritva has over here. What if Nisnabla b'Yom Kippurim? So why don't you say that it's an Issa Basachas? Why do you say that the Issa Yom Kippur is not Chal on top of the Issa Nevela? Why do you say Nevela was Chal first? So the Ritva gives an answer because Nevela is Bekazayas and Yom Kippur is Koseves Agasa. So as you're eating, you're going to violate the Issa Nevela first. So it's always going to be whether Nisnabla be Yom Kippurim and Nisnabla before Yom Kippurim. Since you're going to swallow a kezayis on your way to swallow the kosevis agasa, so the Issa Yom Kippur is always considered as if it's chal after the Issa Nevela. That's quite a chiddush. Quite a chiddush in the Gemara. Okay, maybe we'll stop now. Believe that tomorrow we have a normal Chazorah day, or it's a different...
It's a Wednesday. Tomorrow's normal.
Normal, okay. We'll try normal once in a while. Very good. Have a successful day, everybody.